Klingon word from the word.
Vaj wij tikhrach kuchku, je wij jat rejoices. Wij por dichtach je yin dach safety. Therefore my heart is glad and my tongue rejoices. My body shall also dwell in safety. Here's news of interest, especially if you've been working on building a starship. In recent weeks, at the American Association for the Advancement of Science, researchers published a short list of 10 HAB stars, stars where intelligent civilizations might lurk, or they can try to actually spot planets like our own inhabitable zones. The stars, as close as 4.5 light years away, are targets for scientists who are developing ways to study extrasolar planets. It's an exciting prospect and an incredible challenge. Now, when we consider what it might mean to communicate with people around such stars or travel to them, the challenge may seem impossible. That's because there's no known way to travel even at the speed of light, let alone faster. So messages or vessels would take decades, probably centuries, to travel back and forth. How could we hope to have a meaningful relationship with such worlds? How? I've got a Klingon word to answer that. Kaibe! No problem. We've been doing it. Well, for centuries. One of the delights of Bible study, besides the core delight of enjoying the Word of God, is the way such study brings us into communication with people centuries apart from our time. And even though the communication might seem one way, we still enter into a conversation with believers more than 1,000 years ago. In this verse from Psalm 16, we find these words, Vaj wij tikhrach kuchku, je wij jat rejoices, wij por dichtag, je yin dach safety. Therefore my heart is glad, and my tongue rejoices. My body shall also dwell in safety. Now if you check the King James, or the Jewish publication translation, you'll see that for my tongue rejoices, they have glory rejoiceth. My glory rejoiceth. That isn't surprising. The Hebrew word, chavod, glory, is what we find in the Hebrew, not loshen, tongue. However, here's where we start having a conversation with believers across the ages. How is this understood? How does glory rejoice? It's an odd-sounding idea, and when we look back, we discover that in the ancient Greek translation, the Septuagint didn't say glory, it said tongue. Not only that, in the book of Acts, the Apostle Peter quotes this psalm, and he said, probably quoting from the Septuagint, "My tongue was glad." The Vulgate, the Latin translation, follows this as well. So when we consider this verse, we have an opportunity to discuss across the sea of time, just as we might across the sea of stars with our interstellar neighbors. We can't engage in an immediate conversation, but we can listen to them and weigh their understanding of the passage as we translate it, not only into words, but into our lives. Modern translations, like the New International Version, the New Living Translation, and the World English Bible, have followed the Septuagint and others in using the word tongue, some noting the differences in notes. The progression, "my heart is glad, my tongue rejoices," echoes for me the words of Psalm 107, "Let the redeemed of the Lord say so." That is, when we experience God's saving love, don't keep it secret. Tell someone. Much like the Sunday school song, "If you're happy and you know it, then your face will really show it." Perhaps this is where the glory, or tongue, becomes synonyms. Whether in speech or the joy we express, we rejoice in what God has done. The Bible's an ancient book, written across centuries and by people long gone. Yet as we read these words and enter into a dialogue across the ages, God gives us insight, gives us promise, and gives us hope.
This has been Joel Anderson with a Klingon word from the Word. For more about the Klingon language version, please visit klv.mrklingon.org. For links to past shows, as well as other podcasts of interest, please visit klingonword.org. If you've got any questions or comments, send them to me, joel@klingonword.org. If you enjoyed this show, tell a friend, and please vote for the show on podcastalley.com. You'll find links on the show notes page. For more podcasts of interest, please visit godcast.org and the new StarQuest podcast network at sqpn.com. For daily scripture podcast, check out The Whole Truth and Verbum Domini. You'll find links at klingonword.org. The KLV is a relaxification of the World English Bible, which is spiritual freeware. Please visit ebible.org to find out how you can download free text and audio versions of the World English Bible. Thanks for listening.